Welcome to Coming Attractions on. Come on.
It's still good.
I'm your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. Together, we are Co-SG. As Tom Cruise Mess comes to an end, we're going to be bringing you a new year by repeating what we do every year. We're watching Edge of Tomorrow today. When is the last time you guys have watched Edge of Tomorrow or All You Need Is Kill, Live, Die, Repeat, whatever your preferred name for the same movie is?
I don't know. A couple weeks ago, probably a piece of it, but all the way through.
Yeah, wire to wire.
Last calendar year. Yeah, I watch this one quite a bit because it's always on and it's always fun to drop in on. So, yeah, we can just review right now if you want.
No, I want to watch this movie. I want to watch it.
Yeah.
Don't take this from me. Rob, when's the last time you watched it?
It's been too long. I mean,
the day it came out.
No. I didn't go see this the day it came out.
I just meant like you normally don't watch anything except Charlie's Angels repeatedly.
And I haven't watched that in 20 years probably, but I just remember a lot of that. A lot of the music hit for me on that one. It's probably been, I don't know, 6 or 7 years probably.
That's way too long.
Yeah.
Of course, this is a time loop story. Not they're aliens. Do they even say where the aliens come from, or they're just there?
I don't think they said where they came from.
I keep confusing it with Did you guys ever watch that Chris? No, Chris Pratt is fighting.
No, aliens. I didn't.
It's a time traveling. Yeah. They're sending people from the past into the future to fight.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like his daughter. Oh, spoilers for people who haven't seen.
Spoiler.
You could tell that from the preview. It wasn't even that hard.
Yes.
Yeah, you could.
I have not seen it yet. I have not seen it yet. Yeah.
Oh, okay. They find the aliens were here all along.
Yeah.
Obvious daughter is obvious. I mean, he saved her life in the future when it doesn't matter because he's going back to the past and she's in the past anyway. And if you change the future, then she's a lot. Or I guess you could just change her life in the past. Like if she became a scientist. I know we're not doing this movie, but just let me work this out real quick.
Yeah. Okay. Because I don't know.
If you deny her an education so she can't become a future scientist to invent time travel, you just technically saved her life.
Yes.
Because she can't die. Spoilers for the movie that we're ruining, and also that we're not doing on this podcast.
You're not spoiling it for me because I won't remember. But
Are you ever going to watch it?
Maybe.
And two, I can't even remember what it's. Do you know what it's called? Tomorrow War. That's what it's called.
Chris Pratt Never Land. I don't know.
I guess you could just Google Chris Pratt time travel movie, and that would probably be one of the first things. But we're watching another great time loop movie with Tom Cruise. It's better. It's The Edge of Tomorrow War. So, what do you guys remember most about this? That much, man. You got.
I mean. You had me going on Tomorrow War. I was like, I don't remember anything about it. I haven't seen it. But I was
like, all right. I did a classic me where I talked about another movie for way too long.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Cruise dying a lot.
Dying a lot. Redoing the same Groundhog Day stuff over and over again. Rolling into the truck to try to time it right. Dying at different points. You know, doing montages of going back and forth. Meeting the guy that, you know, this all makes sense tomorrow type thing going on. The barn where he, you know, she died. There's a lot that I remember about this, you know, like. Going for the brain bug. Okay, it's not really the brain bug, but, you know.
It's kind of the brain bug.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, doing from our back catalog, Starship Troopers, you kind of go there. It's his Marine buddies and their different, you know, types. You know, the general not liking him, so he pulls off his rank and throws him in there to be killed as, you know.
Yeah, just to murder him. All right, man. Ryan, you really could do this. I'm impressed, because normally you're like, I saw this movie. I remember nothing. Unless it's like Airplane or I'll figure out another one that we've done that you've remembered really well. But which do you think you remember this movie better, or Airplane or Naked Gun?
Airplane and Naked Gun probably, yeah. But Airplane especially.
Clue. Yeah, you just remember comedies really well.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you remember better, Star Trek 2 or Airplane?
It's close, but probably Airplane. But I mean, both of them I remember very well.
The audible sigh was hilarious.
Yeah, it's a tough choice. I remember both those movies quite well.
I'm not saying you have to like erase the other movie from existence.
Not Sophie's Choice here.
They're both safe and protected.
Like picking between your children, man. It's Sophie's Choice. I can't do it.
All right. Well, let's go watch this movie. Or Edge of Tomorrow, right? Yeah, Edge of Tomorrow. Yes. That's what we're doing. Yeah. And I always call it the Live, Die, Repeat, because that's it was released in theaters as Live, Die, Repeat. Or was it released in theaters that...
I thought it was released as Edge of Tomorrow.
No, it got changed from the time it was in theater.
I thought it was the DVD. I thought it was the DVD that was Live, Die, Repeat.
Maybe that's it.
I
got it behind me.
I feel like it was that.
But yes.
But I could be wrong.
That's the crazy thing is it was released in theaters with a different name. I thought it was, maybe it's Live, Die, Repeat is the DVD release. It's, yeah, we're getting the thumbs
maybe
up.
Maybe not. Yeah, I don't know.
It's insane whatever they did. Like the marketing behind this was, it made some choices.
Surprisingly, Warner doesn't know what they're doing sometimes.
Yeah, but when you don't know what to name your movie after it's already been in theaters, it's you got to stick with it, but it's fine. The Edge of Tomorrow is online. Let's go watch this movie. Let's go watch this trailer. End of line.
In a world where time is a flat circle, one man stuck in a time loop will live to die and repeat the same day over and over. A one-man army stuck in a time loop will live to die and repeat the same day over and over. Starring Time Cruise and Temporal Anomaly Blunt. Time is of the essence, in all you need is kill. Time is of the essence, in the Edge of Tomorrow. Time is of the essence, in Live, Die, Repeat.